Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Murphy's here, too, folks. Mark is a new friend. He's the author of the outstanding best-selling book, 100 Percenters, and another book, Hard Goals. He's the founder and CEO of Leadership IQ. He's a human resources expert. His new book, brand spanking new, holding in my hand, the ink still dripping off of it, Hiring for Attitude. As I say, he's our new friend, Mark Murphy. Welcome to the show.
Jim, great to talk to you.
It's good to have you here. You know, Mark, I saw your book, and I said, duh. Hiring for Attitude, duh. And, you know, that's something I've known for a long time. But I'm assuming you being an HR expert and not there in the marketplace all the time in this area so much, and you've written a book about it that's probably going to just leap off the shelves, I'm assuming maybe everybody isn't hiring for attitude. What do you think?
No, it's terrible. Most people aren't hiring for attitude. Now, you know, somebody like you, somebody like me, you know, we've been through this enough times, and especially in the small business side, if you've been around long enough, you've hired somebody with a bad attitude, and you've suffered through it, that eventually, you know, it starts, for me, it eventually started to pound in where you go through so many painful parts of this, you can't help but sort of come to the truth. But in most corporations...
Well, you know, Mark, if you think about it, when you hire somebody for a big company, you turn them loose in an ecosystem, right? And they go and they flourish or they don't flourish. And if they cause trouble, you know, it doesn't take the company down. When you hire somebody for a small business, you drop them into a petri dish.
Exactly.
Right. There's no sharp elbows don't work in a small business, do they?
No, I always ask folks, you know, business owners, for example, go out and ask your best employees, would you rather work short-staffed or work with somebody with a bad attitude?
Right.
And universally, high performers will say, I'd rather work short-staffed because I'd rather just do the work myself and not have to deal with the drama and the pain and suffering that goes along with it. But too often what happens is even a small business owner will look, they'll get a resume in, and they'll say, oh, my gosh, look, this person worked at Oracle, and they worked at Microsoft. And, oh,
right.
If we had those skills, oh, we could be like Microsoft and Oracle. And then before this person even walks in the door, they've made a subconscious decision that this is my person. Then they go into the interview, and without really assessing attitude, they're just making sure the person doesn't have three heads. They look at them, and they go, oh, this meets my preconceived notions about this person.
Right.
They've already got the skills. I love that resume. And what they hire is the resume, and they don't hire the person. And then what they realize is that, yeah, that person's not working at Oracle or Microsoft anymore for a reason.
Some of these big companies, it's hard to get fired in some of these big companies. I mean, they might lay you off, but they won't fire you for unless there's a real reason. So all right. So everybody knows how to hire for skills, hire for capability, hire for experience. That's, you know, that's like falling off a log stuff, right? But if hiring for attitude is so hard, what do we do to fix that?
The first thing, and the most important thing you've got to do is you've got to figure out what are your attitudes. What are the attitudes you can live with, and what are the attitudes you can't live with? For small businesses, the simplest little exercise is to do what we call the 3-3-3 exercise. Just think about your three best and the three worst, and three worst being your three most painful people over the past 3 years. And what this is going to do is start to reveal the personalities that, you know, there is no right or wrong list. It's right or wrong for you. So, for example, I can't live with negative people. People that are constantly challenging and nitpicking, and part of this goes to this was a personality I had to grow up with, and it's one of those deep seated things that, you know, it still gets to, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me. Now it's not
but
right
these
or wrong,
things, but Mark,
I can't.
These things don't show up in an interview.
That's the trick, is once you know what attitude you're looking for, let's say, for example, it's the negativity. Now, the second step, then, is I want to start to think about, well, what are situations where a negative attitude comes out in this company? Well, one area, and in my business, for example, one area negativity might come out is if I give somebody a deadline that they think is impossible, or I give them an assignment they don't think is going to work. You know, I try a new technology, they don't think it's going to work. So what I want to do is, once I know the attitudes I can't live with, then I want to figure out, how do I ask that in a question? So I might ask, listen, could you tell me about a time where your boss gave you an assignment you didn't agree with? Could you tell me about a time you were given an impossible deadline? And what happens is, once you start to reveal the attitude you can and can't live with, you turn that into a question, and then the person will actually start to tell you, oh, well, one time, you know, my boss gave me an assignment I thought was stupid, but, you know, we got these every single month, and so, you know, what are you going to do? You roll your eyes, mutter a little bit, and you go and you do it. Well, now all of a sudden you start to get the sense that, yeah, this person's kind of like some of these other negative attitudes I've dealt with in the past, and I don't think this person's going to fit.
So are there any kind of tests that people can take? I know, you know, there's the perceiver test, the personality profile tests, all the other tests. Is there any kind of an attitude test you can give someone?
No, and the reason is twofold. One,
sounds like something some smart guy needs to invent.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's two problems with it. One is that in the world of testing, there are tests that are tough to game. Unfortunately, they're so insightful that they cross the line and they start to offer a psychologically clinical diagnosis, which has now been lost in lawsuits, and it borders on the illegal. And the other side of it is that they're short enough that they aren't a clinical diagnosis, that they don't result in that, then they're easily gameable. And the problem is, you're not so concerned about the stupid people who can't game the test. What you're concerned about is what we call the talented terrors. Smart people, people with high skills, but who have the bad attitude, that is the real depth.
You know what I do? You know there are two mechanical things I do for attitude. Number one, I put everybody on a 90-day period where if we're not happy after 90 days, we can all part company. Either way, that's number one. Number two, your second and third and fourth choice that you didn't hire, don't lose those resumes and those phone numbers.
Exactly.
And by the way, I got to take a quick break here, Mark. And you know, that's the bad news about not having a test for attitude. The good news is, there's a book they can hire, right? I mean, a book they can buy.
There is, and fortunately, we give them every question they're going to need to ask.
I like that. Hiring for Attitude by Mark Murphy. Check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. I promise. We'll be right back. That's all I've got for myself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.